KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies at 68 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 81. So far overnight, we picked up 6 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall. We look for winds to be out of the south today at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council is taking under consideration partnering with a business recruitment firm to help bring new retail prospects to town and inspire other businesses to take a closer look at how they're operating. The council Wednesday heard an electronic presentation and proposal from Retail Coach Project Director Austin Farmer, who explained what his company could do for the city with regard to business recruitment and development. His company has worked with the likes of the cities of Carroll, Fort Dodge, and Pella, with Carroll, he says, realizing 3 new retail prospects as a result. The company was formed in the year 2000 and since then has worked with over 650 communities in more than 40 states. Farmer said his company works with communities all across the country with 3 goals in mind.
To identify where there's new retail opportunities in a community, to effectively recruit those retailers and developers into that city or community, and then to help coach the community and help build some gaps and ultimately act as an extension of your staff on the economic development side, particularly how it relates to retail.
He says they also want to help identify and stop retail leakage, or where people are going to find what they need elsewhere, bring in new businesses to add to the retail base, increase sales tax revenue, and contribute to a better quality of life in the communities they serve, along with, of course, create jobs. They require cities to commit to a 12-month contract with options for a second and or third year extension.
So our core focus is doing all the back-end retail work and recruitment so that you're economic development team, your city staff, can focus on the bigger picture strategic planning, and we go out and do all that hard work that it takes to get in front of retailers and decision makers.
While the council was generally receptive to the proposal, there were some valid questions raised. Councilman Pat McCurdy asked how often Austin Farmer and his partners will be on the ground in Atlantic to help the city. He said most of what they do is by Zoom, but they will make at least 2 trips to town to monitor and conduct analysis. McCurdy asked also what makes Farmer think Atlantic is a prospect, considering the town's population is just over 7,000. Farmer said he became interested after a chance drive-through.
I've done a lot of work in the region. You know, currently we're working in a few communities just regionally. So we're working with City of Fort Dodge, City of Carroll. We just finished a project in the City of Pella. And so just having been in the region over the past year and having made some trips through, just being familiar with it and driving through the community, you guys look like a community that was positioned for growth. And obviously from a leakage perspective, you have a lot of leakage. I think there's some opportunity for us to come in and try to fill some of those gaps.
He said his initial impression indicates Atlantic is in need of more casual sit-down restaurants, a mid-tier discount department store such as Kohl's. McCurdy asked if there was any hope for the former Salvation Army building in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. Farmer said that large of a space could be subdivided into individual smaller businesses with a common entrance, almost like a mini strip mall. He said the number one challenge communities face is, of course, a shortage of retail workers. Some cities have recruited workers from well outside of their normal advertising area in an effort to increase both the workforce and to fill housing needs. Now, if the Atlantic City Council approved the contract with Retail Coach, it would cost $40,000, including travel and reimbursement expenses. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and CADCO, the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, have agreed to split the latter two costs at $2,500 apiece. Atlantic City Administrator John Lund said the rest of the funds would come out of the local option sales tax. No action was taken on the matter during Wednesday's meeting since it was simply an informational presentation. The Adair County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday morning and approved 3 reappointments to the Compensation Board. That includes Jane Lentz, representing the Auditor's Office, Lyle Wittrock, representing the Sheriff's Office, and Todd Olson, representing the Supervisors. Lori Nelson, who also had represented the Supervisors, declined reappointment, so the search for her replacement continues. The board approved the hiring of Stacy Huff as a clerk for the Adair County Treasurer's Office and U.S. Cellular as a backup internet connection provider. They also approved a private fireworks permit application for Dennis Dukes' annual show on August 7th. In other business, the Adair County Supervisors approved Board Chair Steve Shelley's signing of pay vouchers for 2 county secondary roads projects. Adair County Engineer Nick Kaufman said also there will be a pre-construction meeting today for the G51 County Line Road project, which he said should begin soon with work on a box culvert, and a pre-construction meeting will be held next week on another project. In addition,
North 34 Richland Herberger got started a week ago. ago on the 26th. They got the bridge removed. They started driving pure piling on the west side. They were delayed a little bit by the high water from the weekend. Had a lot of issues with dust control last week and this week. I think we've got most of that resolved, although we're still working through it. And so hopefully that'll help with some of the complaints.
Shoulder work on Delta Road, he said, should be finished this week in preparation for the final road rock application. Similar work on 190th and Adair County will continue for at least another week or two. And Audubon will celebrate all things beef during this weekend's 71st annual Operation T-Bone Days. The event begins with Albert's Old Fashioned Picnic tomorrow evening at the Albert the Bull Park, home to the 28-foot-tall, 45-ton concrete bull. Audubon Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Molly Armentrout said they'll be serving hamburgers, chips, and drinks along with the dessert bar.
You can drive through and pick up, or you can grab a meal and listen to the musical entertainment. It is just like a jam session. There's no one specific band. There's a bunch of different talented people coming to play music. And after that, at 7:30 is the figure eight races at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. And after the figure eight races, there will be a fireworks show.
And events on Saturday will be held at the John James Audubon City Park, including breakfast offered at the Memorial Building to raise money for the Good Neighbors Center. There is yoga, a kiddie parade, vendor fair, and other events on Saturday, including the Audubon County Car Club Cruise and Operation T-Bone Tractor Exhibition. The main parade starts at 1 p.m. Saturday with six different float categories. You can find out more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.